just walked into the King Billy, and already there's a what do you call a gathering of geeks? Is it a gaggle? There's a gaggle of geeks for Northampton's inaugural. Does that mean first?
Yeah.
Geek Me, organised by Void Space. Hello, sir.
Hello there.
I met him on a train. He was reading the book, I think, Tribes, sat opposite me. I'm not sure if he had a hashtag on his T-shirt or not, but I said, are you on Twitter? And he said, yes, how can you tell? Yeah, the beard was actually the giveaway. But we're just about to go around the table and introduce who everybody is here. I must say, it's very, very male. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of us. Right.
So, hi, I'm Nicholas, and I'm a software developer.
Based in Northampton?
Well, Toaster, which is close enough, but the company I work for is in London. But I work from home, so that's cool.
Hang on, let's do the introductions. Proper interviews. Oh, yeah, good point. What do you program in?
Well, anything you'll pay me money for. So, at the moment, that's Python, but I've also done some C, C++, C#, .NET stuff as well, Java as well. All sorts of things.
Well, don't get confused with me. I won't pay you to do anything. I work trade for trade. And I know Phil.
Hi, it's Phil, Daylight Gambler on Twitter. Freelance web developer based just south of Northampton. Mainly coding in PHP.
Hi, I'm Rob, and I'm not on Twitter, so Phil left out already. Program mainly in VB.NET and C#, and work in London.
So, how did you find about this if you're not on Twitter?
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. I remember LinkedIn. I'm Christian Payne, documentally on Twitter. OurManInside.com is one of the many URLs. I call myself a social technologist because there wasn't any job titles out there pretentious enough for what I'm involved in at the moment. But I'm making media, do mobile media, and I like to teach people how to communicate with handheld devices, like the one I'm holding now.
I'm Andy, I'm Yudnab40 on Twitter, and I'm the odd one out here because I'm a lorry driver.
A lorry driving geek, though?
Ah, yes, I'm a lorry driving geek.
What kind of tech do you have in the cab?
I've got an AM/FM radio.
Right. Transceiver?
It's a transceiver, yes.
Ah, saved himself.
And we do use some tech for the logistics. We use C3 Solutions YardSmart and something called IceTrack, which tracks where we are so that the bosses can moan at us when we stop.
You need to have an extra big Knight Rider-style truck to occasionally drive into if you want to go elsewhere. Yeah. Sir?
I'm Martin, and I'm regrettably not a programmer. I'm an aspiring programmer, and I'm here this evening to look for guidance and inspiration to see which of many roads I should go down.
You got a great accent. The West Coast, is it?
Yeah, West Coast, yeah.
Quality. I'll get you to do some voiceover stuff for me later. Void Space, the man himself.
Hi, I'm Michael Ford. I'm a Python programmer. I was working in London, but I've just stopped doing that so that I can spend more time in Northampton and less time travelling. So I thought I'd organise the Northampton Geek Meet for that. And voidspace.org.uk is where you can find me.
Hi, I'm Joe. I'm currently programming in Python. I've used other things in the past. For the past 4 years, I've been teaching, but I'm trying to get out of that now and trying to find something else to do.
Hi, I'm Ed Swindle. I'm a C#.NET. I am a SQL Server developer. I am doing server-side solutions. I'm working over at Cambridge, live down in Bedford, so kind of Northampton's part way.
Cool. Do you know, I think there might be just enough coders in the room to possibly change the world. Is there a name for this geek meet? Is it named yet?
Not yet. No. There's a vacancy there.
There is a vacancy for a name, and as the beer is flowing, I'm sure something will come up in the next 10 minutes.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
No, but your choice of pub, wasn't it?
We're in a bit of a biker's bar.
It was actually Joe's
suggestion. Oh, cool. Really? Do you frequent this very often?
No.
No? Yeah, good ale. I'm drinking a pint called Tribute, and we're going to get involved in the conversation. I did mean to stop this a second ago, but the stupid Wi-Fi box keeps clicking up. Maybe I can ask one of these coders to do this app properly. Nice.